22-second countdown. 22, 21, 20, 19.
You don't say 19 through 1, I know okay. that.
By the time the theme song gets done, we'll be there. Welcome back, BSers, to this, the season finale of our second season of Belonging Songs. Belonging Songs is the podcast that brings you new original music with each iteration, and then we talk about the theme of that song and the processes that went into writing and recording it. I am your host, Wade Dana. With me in the studio today, my good friend Brad Maurer.
Hello.
And over the internet, my good friend Patrick Crane.
Hello from over here in the internet.
Ham. Some ham. Ham. You know it's going to be a good episode. What are we doing here? Season finale.
We got it.
We've completed two whole seasons of this silly project. Ham. Okay, now we've got it coming from both ends. All right, I don't have that app. I have that one. Okay. This is a celebration of sorts. Because we're all about to get to take a break from each other.
Because we need it.
What does it mean to do a season finale? This was going to be a White Spiders song, but that's been postponed.
Hell of a tour bus incident is what I heard.
Yeah, it was because of the weather and because of the international shipping crisis.
And they're not getting along.
Microchips.
And they demanded to be paid in Dogecoin.
Yeah, microchips.
Don't worry, though. It'll eventually happen. And
it may be a holiday gift out of the blue for you.
We'll
Who
see.
Knows?
No promises, but no. There likely will be a White Spiders reunion
drop.
Tour.
Just a random drop.
Season Maybe. 3, perhaps. So, today, we're looking back on the entirety of Season 2. What did we do this year?
We wrote some songs.
Yeah, Brad brought us 8 songs to the podcast.
Shit.
I got us 13. Brad and Patrick did a collab to kick off the season.
Yep.
It's not a competition.
Yep.
We had our first guest appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Todd brought us a song. We listened to 7 tracks off my first album, Better This Way.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
There was a Dirty Kids appearance.
Mm.
Something called the Chuckers Rap.
Mm.
You know what? Let's check that out right now. Mm.
Dirty Kids presents. Pulling up to the drive-thru. Gonna order a number 2.
Sir, would you like fries with that?
Oh yeah, motherfucker, you know I do. Gotta get those all beef patties and on a side of spaghetti. Gonna eat it on my jet ski with my best friend Dave.
Double triple checkers.
So it's always nice when the Dirty Kids drop by. We were just trying to remember what episode that was from, and we don't.
Yeah,
so,
but yeah.
If you want to find that in episode, it'll be a nice little surprise at the end of an episode.
If you know where it's at, Belonging Songs.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah.
Just play them all in order. Do us a favor to bump those
BS yeah. at Belonging Songs.
Oh, so what was I doing? We got the Chuckers Rap, and with that brought our total to 31 original songs played on the podcast this season. We also brought listeners 5 What We're Listening To episodes. 7 Strides.
The Stride.
We kicked off the season with the collaboration
yeah.
between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
The Disguise.
Wash my hands 1,000 times, but I know I'll do it.
Those were better times.
Were they?
No, not at all. That's why we kicked off the season with a song about the Larry Nassar scandal.
Who is now back in the news.
Mm-hmm. Who is still now back on in the news. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that other than Jesus.
Did we write it too early? Is that what we're trying to say?
Probably. I think it needs a whole nother verse
now. It could be the Edmund Fitzgerald at this point.
I can tell you one thing about that song. I did get a call one day from our friend Fish.
Uh-huh.
And he was excited because he was listening to Spotify on his like daily mix or whatever. Mm. And that song came up.
That's interesting.
And it sounded like he thought we were legit because of that.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's his algorithm.
Right.
Means he was listening to it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. If we're ever going to be legit, it's not going to be because of my track.
I disagree.
I'm really happy with how that song turned out, especially with just how quickly it came together. Like, the lyrics were written almost spontaneously at Brad's house.
So you guys are saying you just got together and wrote a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And well, it was jotted down. Right.
Yeah, so it was jotted down. There was no lyrics.
Yep.
I knew what I wanted it to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went through a couple edits and there it was.
And that was a cool way to kick off the season because it was a collaboration. It was Patrick bringing a song because I know you guys had been working on it. I think we almost tried to get it
last year.
Then it was a carryover and then kicked off season two. So, yeah, cool. Now we're going to get into some of our other favorite songs of the season. Who wants to go first?
Well, we just heard from
The Dirty
Todd,
Kids.
Previous episode. So, you know, while we were doing that episode, he did mention that he liked some, and he gave us two of each of us.
Yeah.
So for the Wade songs, he gave us Signals and In Space. Discuss.
Cool. Signals was the second episode of the season.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a couple other lists from people, and that one has been showing up on all of them. Yeah. And I was really surprised. Sometimes you forget about that was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You get so focused on the newer songs. But yeah, I'm happy to see that song connecting with people. In Space, not one of my top songs from the year, but I'm glad to see it show up on somebody else's list. And that is also a track that when we did the Impact Radio interview that the host there had picked. Mm. So getting some traction on In Space.
I will safely say those were interesting picks for me because they weren't on my list, which is...
Okay, and In Space was a phone demo thing.
Yeah,
it was. Part of that exercise.
Yep. And then he picked Eloise and Through But Nothing for me, which, you know, with five songs or whatever I have, it's easy to pick eight songs. So those are... I agree with those picks.
Those are two songs.
I enjoyed those songs.
I'll say Todd has a good ear.
He does,
that's
yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say that. Okay.
Well, Patrick, why don't you go ahead and give us your list?
Yeah.
It was hard because I didn't really like much this season.
If we were to listen back to your commentary, I think we would pick up on that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think you guys could easily guess. Let's go with Wade first. I actually picked four songs, but that's because two are tied for number one.
Mm.
All right.
So coming in at number four is Modern Technology, which is an ingredient song, so that shouldn't be any surprise because the ingredient songs are always successful. Just really liked how that came together. I know that song was a bit of a struggle for you to work through, and I'm just really happy with how it came out. In Space was my number three for you.
Really?
Yeah, I think the general consensus is that's a successful song. But my favorite part about that is actually the atmosphere it generates.
Think about how when all our gravity's gone, we'll float away. We'll be just a bunch of frozen statues out in space. And we'll wait, we'll wait, and we'll wait.
I'm a visual person, and I am able to visualize like someone floating around the planet, kind of observing this mess and everything coming to an end. And that song just sonically told that story for me. The reason I have two is because I literally couldn't decide. Slow We Rise is one of the two that I have for your number one.
There was nothing, now there's light. And I'm aware of its glow. Slowly rise.
And then the last thing was Familiar Things, entirely for theme, execution of lyrics to theme. So those were my two number ones. Brad, do you want to know what your three were?
Yeah.
So When the City Divides. And then Eloise. Eloise, I think more for the story of how fucking long it took for you to put it together.
It was a long time. It was several years. But we got there.
Number one is Through But Nothing, so...
I'm surprised that In Space has now showed up on two lists.
Me too.
Like I said, that was not one that even made my...
It didn't ring my bell necessarily
like, you see,
either.
I did like halves almost of all of our songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool to know that it connected with people.
That goes
and that's
back.
Something I try to instill in you, Brad,
that's
a
what
lot.
I was just going to say. When you're working on something and you're not necessarily in love with it, finish it.
Also,
because somebody's going to like it.
Brad, let me get you a little taste
uh-huh.
of my list. Eloise, Shanna, Eloise,
uh-huh.
my sister, Eloise.
Uh-huh.
That one was a struggle.
People like that
you didn't want to finish it.
No.
And,
I got to believe it's because of the bridge.
I think it's the squeaks.
If we could cut it down to just the bridge,
yeah,
I think that's all we need.
I think so, too, because it was before it wasn't that. And then I added that. People love it.
How I got here, and I don't think I'm done. But the longer I stay here, baby, the worse I become. It feels like they've hollowed me out. My smile's gone. It's taking everything I have left to try and hang.
It was totally kind of redone. It's fun to do that when you, I guess, become vulnerable enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what kept happening with that. It was like a pride to not finish it. And then it turned into like, you have to swallow that and finish it best you can. And it turned out, I agree. It's on my list. It turned out good.
Cool. A Familiar Things is a surprise to me, too.
Me, too.
And I do like that song. That's one that you and I wrote together.
Why does that surprise you?
For me, I think it came out well.
That's one I tried to get Brad to work on,
too. Yeah, well, you put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I couldn't do anything with it, speaking to what I'm trying to say right now, where it's just like the way it came together originally was something that I just couldn't get over. It was a moment
mm-hmm.
in time, right? It was a moment, and I couldn't get past that moment.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of where it got stuck for me. But that's my thing.
I think we have
so
it's more cool. to say on that subject.
Probably,
in the future of this episode.
But it's cool to see that on a list.
I'm glad when it's something I don't expect. Before we get Brad, let's do another listener submission. So we'll do Shanna's. She's listened to all the episodes, so I knew she would be a good candidate to give us some of her favorites.
To give you some biased feedback.
She was listening through today.
Number one fan, maybe?
Hmm? Yeah, I'd say she's number one fan.
Yeah.
She does feed us all.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Big part of the podcast in getting us through this season.
The anti-grump.
And last season.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Brad, like I said, Eloise,
mm-hmm.
And number two of yours, When the City Divides. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that's going to be high on a lot of people's lists. Mm-hmm. 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I know when that song first came out, it got stuck in her head like for the whole week. Yeah. Like to where she was getting kind of pissed at you because she was like, I just can't get it out of my head.
Shannon and I were so close to being 1-to-1 on here.
Yeah.
Had to go and screw it up with her first choice.
Yeah.
And she had some comments about that earlier about how that 1 out of 10 puts you in the headspace of the character that you've been in this relationship and there's this love, but it's ending. And you go through the arc by the end of the song, like you realize, nope, done.
Yeah.
Don't want it.
Satisfied to have been there, but.
But you've grown because of it. Yeah. And when that city divides, she mentioned especially the part where it really slows down towards the end. Where the character is talking about the Lord has taken you. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was practically in tears talking about
it. It's when
she dies. Yeah, it really is a very emotional, heart-wrenching song.
Oh, I'll never forget when I knew that the Lord had taken you. And would see it through. Then a fire started in my head and burned all of the dreams I had. And all that's left of the ashes of me and you.
You think about all the things, this is something Shanna mentioned, think about all the things going on like now. In Afghanistan right now of people being separated and all this horrible stuff and having to like
start a
new life somewhere without maybe some loved ones. Like this, that song really
is
a powerful song.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's about the balls
that
it takes to do that and the risk it takes. It's probably one of my favorite lyrical songs that I wrote. It starts off positive and then it does that flip to where all of a sudden it's, I start a fire in my head and burned all my dreams.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that about that song.
From mine, she had mentioned Signals.
Yeah.
Is her favorite, which, again, I was a little surprised.
That's interesting.
Slowly Rise.
Yeah.
Patrick, I think you mentioned that one.
Yeah, that's on mine.
She did a tie, Idiot March and Snakes. They do fit really well together. Those are two very political songs from this year. Idiot March about the January 6th insurrection and Snakes about horrible
general
people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and just being horrible and
she's
how basically
nice
fucked
gal.
Also rounding out the list, Hey Days and I Threw a Party, she had mentioned. All right, Brad.
Mine,
your journey through season two here.
I don't think for you, I don't think I have any that weren't mentioned already. I'll try to go in an order. I think my favorite song of the year for you was I Threw a Party. And that is mainly because it puts me in an instant feels.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off a little bit chill and then just the like just kind of captures me right away and then it carries me
the
all
riff.
The way through the riff.
Cool.
It captures me, carries me all the way through the song.
Don't pay a visit. Please stay away. You must forgive me. Excuse the late reply. It slipped my mind. We'll catch up the next time. Fine. I threw a party and no one came. I threw a party and no one came.
Never really lets me down, which I like.
Never gonna let you
never gonna
down.
Die. Never say goodbye. Slowly Rise was the same kind of.
1 billion listens, by the way. That song has earned
1 billion?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Carry on. Just think about that, though.
Yeah. Slowly Rise, another just cool riff. Sound Advice, I loved.
Ooh, good pick. That one floated around my head.
Yeah, that one kind of same. It just kind of got in my head.
That's cool. It's funny that you mentioned that one because Shanna was kind of skimming through and I was
trigger memories.
And yeah. I actually said, I totally forgot about that song.
Yeah, I did too today.
And then I listened to it. I was like, I like this one. Yeah. At the time I was doing it, I didn't care for it. Like it started with a different title, I believe. And I struggled with that one.
Yeah.
And so when it was done, it was more of like, okay, brush that to the side.
Finally.
And move on to something else. But then hearing it today, I was like, oh, no, I actually like that one.
I like it. Yeah.
You just keep showing up. And I'll try to make the best.
Good complete song. It's well executed. It sounds really good, and it's just a nice song. It's a good song. Heydays, it's another one that I really liked. Kind of another one that just picks you up right away and you stick with it. Sort of that cool descending guitar and just a cool vibe to the whole thing.
Awesome.
And then Modern Technology, which is another one that always gets in my head and is just extremely relatable these days.
Modern technology is all around. I use it every day and every night. My keychain's got a push button laser. My phone has a compass. I'm a trailblazer. I can go wherever I want. Modern technology is all around. Oh, what a day and age in which we live. Themselves and know their own ways home. Oh, what a day and age! I can't believe my eyes. These graphics are like real life. Am I here or am I there?
Ingredient songs.
Yep. For the win. For myself, working my way up, I like 1 out of 10. It's another one that I'm sort of lyrically proud of, especially for it being something that. It's about something that I've never been a part of, luckily,
<Right. laughs>
and never planned to be a part of if I'm lucky enough. So that's interesting, but it was written vicariously, right, through other people's situations. That, unfortunately, I know people that have had to deal with it. I still kind of like Am I the Asshole? Just because it was a challenge for me to write it, because I challenged myself to write something that was like that.
I listened to that today.
That was kind of like my sound advice. I was like, oh. Yeah. Forgot about this song. And
leaning
then,
a little country on that one.
Yeah. And I was kind of going for it.
Got a little country.
Yeah.
We thought we were friends, but we were really just friendly. In different ways. Through the years, we'd see each other around, our mutual people, until one day you disappeared, and it made me realize I didn't miss you, and there were so many things I never cared to know. Never wish you harm or misfortune. No matter where you went, I always knew that you would go.
And tree. I liked it. Similar to Never Thought It'd Be Like This.
You had a target.
I was trying to do something, and I did it, and I'm proud for that. Eloise, just because, you know, 4 years in the making, I think it finally.
Because reasons.
Yeah, reasons. It's so weird. When I wrote those songs, the Eloise sessions, as you call them, Patrick.
I think they're all done now, right?
They are mostly done. No, there's two more that aren't done. I remember that era perfectly, because I literally wrote those songs probably in 3 days, snowstorm. I remember it was cold in the other room. Two? I remember all of it. Pierce the Night is called.
I remember that one.
And then
I'm going to have to be on, Brad, to finish these for the next
another,
2 years.
There's another one.
Pierce the Night's cool. It's got a good hook.
It starts with a P. No, we did it. It was Pushing on the Bruce. So that,
okay,
that
so just one left.
Yep, there's one left.
You got to finish this EP, man. Just one to go.
Yeah, the snow days. City Divides is my other one. I did five. I thought we were doing five.
Yeah, do as many as you want.
Yeah, so City Divides, which was another, that was a phone demo, right? And turned into a song and would have never been written without the show, which is what I like about that one mostly. Plus the things I said about it when we were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
And then Through But Nothing is actually less about me and more about you. I like that song because of what you did to that song, honestly. I think that song is a true testament to what this show's about. And it's about bringing something in that's a little bit raw and broken and asking a friend to fix it.
No, that was all of us on
that
one, really.
Yeah, asking your friends to fix it. And you guys did, and I couldn't be happier with the way that thing turned out.
I've made my mind up, now I'm asking you. We're on the same track, or have you disconnected? I hope you know I will always miss. My imagination.
It's such a simple song,
but
it still kind of strikes a nerve with me, and it's lucky because I don't have to be extremely judgmental about it with myself, because it's almost like it's some other thing, so I just get to enjoy it when I listen to it, which I like.
That song was a fun journey.
Yeah,
the Ingredient song, yeah, turned out great. Wouldn't have been done.
Yeah,
another thing.
And it's hard to listen to your own stuff sometimes without critical ears or feeling weird. But I don't mind listening to that one just because there's like something different I notice
you're
in it every time.
You're disconnected from it? Maybe we should have called it that? Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Was that an option?
Title's the best. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I mean, Genius Guy is a good fucking song.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Song that was named through a word search.
Let's hit another listener list from my sister. She listens to all of our episodes. She's a big supporter.
Thank you, Katie.
She's a Patreon supporter of the show. She made the art prints that we got in the store on our website. So I sent her a message, asked her what her favorite songs were from the season. Pistols and Chains.
Oh, forgot about that song, too.
Part of the Eloise session.
Yeah, that was
that really was, hard to get done. Yeah.
That was hard. That was very hard to get done, and a total redo.
Pretty lady, no one called from a wanted man. Hard to see in the stars, see me for what I am. What do we know about anything? Looking back, I wish I man, here it comes again. I won't.
don't recall.
Eloise.
Yeah.
Both of those, which, again, we've talked about over and over again.
Yeah. Would not she makes her own EP.
Somebody will like them, even if it's not one that you connect to. And I totally get it. There's songs that I did this season that I don't really care for that much, but yeah, you never know.
They're on there. Yeah. Pistols and Chains, like, I actually really like. I just forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I wish I would have done to that song is it really could use a rockin' solo.
Does it not have two of them?
I don't think it has any.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it has these times when you're not singing and there's a lead guitar playing, but I wouldn't call it a solo.
Also, Slow We Rise seems to be showing up a lot in modern technology. Yeah. Those ingredient songs can't. Yeah. I mean, maybe we should only do ingredient songs from this point on.
That might be the thing to do.
But yeah, I thought that was cool. I love seeing the ones that aren't consensus that show up for people as their favorites.
I agree. I like that.
For me, Brad, I had four top ones, Through But Nothing. Loved it. I think I mentioned in the episode that was not one I loved at the beginning.
Yeah.
But as we all worked on it, it just came together in this really great way. The story behind it just fits so well, and it is a great collaboration that I think turned out really great. It's also like a different kind of song for you. It doesn't have a chorus. It doesn't have verses. It's just this one long thing. It took you out of your comfort zone, which I really like. And I think it was a good experiment. And that's why it makes my list. Eloise sounds like a consensus. I listened to that again today. The squeaks are fantastic.
Squeaks are good.
And
I hate those squeaks.
just a cool vibe. A fun song. I think it turned into a really fun song.
And I think that one hopefully it was fun for the listeners to listen to, because it did transform quite a bit. There was quite a bit of movement there. It's basically got a whole different chorus, a whole new bridge.
I imagine those are the funnest episodes for listeners, because early on we were doing, I was bringing ones that were just done. And it's like, we don't have a lot to talk about that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we learned.
That one had a good plot. Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 out of 10. Also great, definitely catchy, gets in my head. Great story, great execution. But my favorite, When the City Divides, that song is heart-wrenching. I basically cried working on this when it finally came together. Yeah. The story is so great. It's very intimate. I think I mentioned it. It reminds me of like a Dickens novel or something. Like you get the picture as you're listening to it, and you feel the pain and the hope and everything. I mean, it really runs the gamut of emotions and does it really well. So that's why that's my favorite of yours from this season. My special addition there of note is Never Thought It'd Be This Way, because that's another one that we pushed to get done.
Yeah.
I listened to that today. I was like, it's turned out good.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but I think it's worth noting just because of its journey.
Yeah. Actually, it was a pretty transformed song, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you mentioned the journey, you did a good job of shifting that away from where I had to leave it. I couldn't do anything else with it. And you sort of took it out of that element, made it sound like something else, which is what it needed, right?
Yeah. So mine, I had like half the songs that I liked more, and I kind of broke them up. And a lot of these have been mentioned. So Signals made it into my top two, and I was surprised myself. And I was listening to that the other day, and just really like the metaphor that I used in that one. I think it's really strong for the writing. Like, I create this mythological type of world almost. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of my most effective examples of mixing metaphors and using them effectively in a song, with all the talk about the sea and the ocean and stuff like that.
I'm at the edge of the world's bow. Waves have been calling me home. To
bury my bones on the sea floor and blanket my sorrows with foam. Waters are swirling around. Sirens are singing their lure song. Enticing, I join them below.
Hamilton of the Sea.
Hamilton of the Sea, that's right. Ingredient song, in a tear down, I had Modern Technology, which seems in Slow Re-Rise, which seems to be showing up. I threw a party, I really like Snakes, Sound Advice, and Idiot Marsh showed up. But my favorite that I wrote this season was Hay Days.
I like that song.
That one I wrote around the holidays. I got really reflective and... You know, it was a weird time signature, and it kind of kicked off this season for me almost. I was working on that and Signals and some of the early ones at the same time, but in Slow We Rise, those kind of all kind of were happening at the same time. Hay Days is just one that is very personal. This is a song written about me, like directly, which I know is not something you do a lot.
No,
I do it more, but lately I haven't. I've been trying to put myself into other shoes, but that one... was one that's very much...
I like that about that song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also extremely relatable just as you get to an age when you start thinking about childhood and all that stuff. It's just like, okay, yeah, this is it.
You know? The whole I wish I knew
believe
what I know
magic,
now, right?
Like, all of that. Just to be fooled by something by being naive enough.
Wouldn't have such love without it though.
To think we'd be ecstatic and not see it wasn't free. The cost we paid not knowing that this bliss would someday leave. We taught our own nostalgia without knowing what it means. And I'd give anything for just one more second of those things.
From goodness grows alone. Wouldn't have such love without it though. Things just aren't the same, and I cry remembering the joy of feeling that way. No, things just aren't the same, and I wish for one fleeting glimpse as those memories fade.
From goodness grows our passions and dreams we get to play. There's things we learn from yesterday to help us with today.
So those are our top songs. I'm very proud, again, of all the work that we put in this year. I know it wasn't easy at times. The past couple years have not been easy for anybody.
No.
So I'm glad that we continued to do this and that we've pushed through. We had to change the show halfway through because we learned, like, wait, this is a lot of work and we're not making it.
Tricky show. Yeah.
And I know for listeners, it might have been a bit much. We added the What We're Listening To's. We added a lot of strides and it kind of got choppy at the end. And going into next year, it's going to be an every other week type of thing. I want to keep doing it. I hope you guys want to keep doing it. You're always welcome to be in here, but I know everybody's busy. I just wanted to say thank you to you guys for putting on all the work, showing up now. It's late.
It didn't have to be so late.
It hasn't.
I like that we're thanking Brad for showing up an hour late.
Well, it hasn't been easy, and I just wanted to thank you guys for sticking with it to the end of the season and helping get this project done. I love doing it, and I think we're doing a lot of good work here. And obviously, thanks to all the listeners. There's not a lot of them, but we are thankful that there are any at all.
That's gold.
We're doing this because we love it.
Yeah.
And I have to continually remind myself that, you know, I get worked up. I take it seriously. I want it to be good. I'm so thankful that there's anybody even mm-hmm. considering listening to our music, because in the past, it was just us.
Yeah.
And anything else you guys want to say as we end season two here?
I just, again, think that the show did its job.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't write as many songs this year based on time and all that stuff, but I guarantee you that all eight of them probably wouldn't have gotten done.
Right.
And especially to the level that they did get done with you involved in doing what you did, we wouldn't have invested that time if there wasn't a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm grateful for that. So thank you for doing this and making sure that we do stay on track. Does it get tricky at times? Yeah, but it's still fun to write music. You know,
right.
It's not. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
I do have Uncle Dave's top four.
Oh, good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't think this is right.
Is it all the hot dog talk from the what we're listening to? It's
Ace of Spades.
Yep.
Okay.
Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah.
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 No, thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to Shanna for feeding us every other week or so, making sure our bellies were fed. We were knee-deep in LaCruxes.
Yep. There's always chocolate in the house, which is just a
always
huge bonus.
In the house. Always bananas.
It's for you, too. Like, yeah, I don't eat it.
She loves it.
All right, so this is it. We're going to end season two here. Season three is going to start January 3rd.
Oh, fuck, I'm stressed out.
And for the first time since we started this project, our feed is going to go dark. We're not going to do filler episodes during the hiatus. We may pop in from time to time, but for the most part, we're just going to be working on writing new songs and giving you that time to miss us.
We didn't give my mom's review.
Is there another one?
No.
Oh, no. We can't end yet. Sorry. Hold the phone. We can't end here. I have something else we have to do.
Okay.
So I had mentioned before all the things we did, we also, this season, made more stickers that have not gone up onto the website yet into Sticker Pack 2, because we're waiting on our last sticker. And now I'm going to send you guys something to look at. We're going to decide on a design here of our
edition
stickers.
Oh, look at
so
that.
So there's a couple different versions we can go for, but... So this will complete our sticker pack too, which is going to go up on the store soon. And whichever one we decide on here, we'll put up on our Instagram page.
I like last from the bottom. I like belonging songs are puke.
Belonging songs are puke?
Okay. Yep.
So for the listeners, we've got...
I also like these songs are puke. Those are my two.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So we've got the BS logo altered, so we're throwing up, and it's on to what says puke, and there's a couple of different versions. Belonging songs equals puke. Belonging songs are puke. We write these songs, no wonder they're puke. These songs are puke, and then one that just says puke. So we're going to try and narrow this down.
Man, maybe I like these songs or puke better just because that's the pure quote. That's the essence distilled down.
I think you're right.
These songs are puke.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. BSers, be sure to look for that. I'll put it on our Instagram page, and that'll be in sticker pack 2 coming to the store as soon as those get ordered up, and they'll be up on the website. So, like we said before, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next season.
Ooh!
Boom, done. Next.